Indiana Jones movies. It's the Video Film Podcast. Adam's here. He's got a new shirt. He's looking good. Got the sleeves rolled up.
Can you even tell that? I don't even know
you
can see that.
I could. Yeah, you were flexing before. I didn't miss that. Yep. Wow. It's pretty awesome. And yeah, Indiana Jones. Much like Indiana Jones, you never pass up an opportunity to go bare chested. To just rip your shirt off. Also, try and rip a woman's heart out with your bare hands while saying boterum studerum. And I've seen you handle a whip.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I had fun. I had fun watching these two movies. Did you?
I don't think you can't have fun.
Yeah.
I think if you don't have fun watching, I'm going to say any of the five Indiana Jones movies, you can't have fun.
Probably true. I think they're both rated, or at least the Raiders is rated like 99% positive by everybody.
Yeah.
So everyone loves it. Everyone loves Raiders.
Yeah. And what about Temple of Doom? What do you think that one's rated by everybody?
The critics, I think, I don't know. It was like 75%, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as overall loved by everyone.
I guess not, but I think it might be as good or better.
Or better, really?
Or better, really.
Wow, no, I couldn't call it better.
I enjoy the occult aspects. I love the big sets that they're on, the great mining set, the cool roller coaster thing, the castle. I love it. It's all great. I like the first thing in the nightclub where they're running around. And he's looking for the antidote, and then they jump out of a plane in a raft. Also, Short Round is fun. It's a fun guy.
Yeah, I got nothing against Short Round. I thought that I was going to be annoyed by him, but he wasn't that annoying.
He won an Oscar.
Yes, for his role in what?
This movie.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
He won Best Actor.
He did not.
Ford. No. He won for Best Supporting Actor for Everywhere, Everything, All the Time.
Okay.
Any Day, All Everywhere.
I could have believed Best Supporting Actor in this. If you told me that, I'd be like, all right. I don't know. What am I going to say? That's a lie.
Ki-Hoo Kwan 1, Harrison Ford 0.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What else?
I'm annoyed by Willie. Willie's annoying.
Yeah, I was going to say she is annoying. Not her fault.
No, not her fault, but they had the right idea in the first movie. They cast a woman who was sort of the equal of Indiana Jones. And then in this movie, they cast a woman who's just standing around screaming.
Yeah.
And I don't mean cast. I guess wrote a character who's just standing around screaming.
That's right. They wrote her to just scream. And I did watch some behind the scenes stuff this week. Normally I don't, but this time I did. And just she was saying like the joke as they were making this movie was that she just screams the whole time. So they were well aware of it. She was aware of it. And they must have just thought, like, no, that's what we're going for. That's what we want. And yeah, I don't think everybody appreciated it that much.
No, like they do, I guess, establish that she's well out of her element. She's a singing, dancing entertainer.
Right.
And then she gets thrown into this world of intrigue and monkey brains and a snake with live snakes that people are eating. And just a a ton of stuff, and I don't know. She's the character is just annoying.
Yeah.
It could have been just him in Short Round.
Now,
I guess you have to have a lady, but.
back to the original stuff. The Raiders came out in 1981.
Okay.
It was based in 1936. No, don't. What
Hold
are you
on.
doing? Don't
Yep, you're right.
don't waste your
No,
time.
I'm looking at my notes. Okay, go on.
So, I'd always heard this rumor that Temple of Doom was supposed to be a prequel.
Yes.
And I had heard that and thought, okay, I don't know who's made that up.
Right.
Maybe somebody said, I always envisioned it as a prequel. And then that was one of those rumors that people spread on the internet. And I went, it could be a prequel. Like, there's maybe if we look through it factually, we'll see there's no evidence that it actually was a prequel or wasn't a prequel or whatever. And then this time, because I watched it back to back, it is definitely, there's no question, because they say at the beginning of Temple of Doom that it takes place in 1935. And I'm like, well, there you go. It's not a rumor. It was not a vision of somebody that said, I always thought it could have been a prequel. Maybe it was a younger Indiana Jones. It was factually, it took place a year before the events. There's no debating it. It was a prequel. And then
He
I
was
thought,
younger.
why? Why be a prequel? Why set a movie a prequel when you're making a sequel to a movie? That's strange to me. Why would they do that? And I looked a little bit on the internet to see if there was a reason that somebody said. And I think it's mostly just people guessing that that maybe they didn't want to have Karen Allen, they didn't want to have to explain where she went. So instead of doing that, they decided that it's easier just to have a prequel. Then you can give Indiana Jones a new love interest. But I'm like, yeah, or it could have just been a sequel. And who cares? They do that all the time where they just go, yeah, forget the events of the first one. Like, stuff happened that you don't know about. Who cares?
Keanu Reeves wasn't even in Speed 2.
Yeah, there you go. And I also read that people thought, well, maybe it was to show a younger, less mature Indiana Jones who was
By 1 year.
more concerned with fortune and glory and
Yes,
selfishness.
it
Not,
works too.
yeah, that does work. So these are things that work. But then when I heard George Lucas talk about it, it sounds like he's just kind of making it up as he goes. Like, it sounds like somebody, I don't know, maybe it could have been a mistake for all I know. But he said he wanted to have a darker Indiana Jones. He wanted to have a darker version of Indiana Jones. They didn't just want to do the same movie again. They didn't want to have the Nazis as the villain again. But
Yeah,
that
that's what
doesn't
I heard too.
but that doesn't mean you can't do it as a
No, it
sequel.
doesn't. There's no Nazis in the mountains in India, I don't think.
Exactly. You don't have, just because it takes place in 1937, you don't have to then use Nazis again. You could have done it exactly. It could be a sequel just as easily as it was a prequel. I'm not even sure that they knew that they wrote a year before, but they probably did. Somebody must have noticed
I think you're right with the
that.
Karen Allen thing. I think that's the real reason.
Well, let me stop you because, okay, that's a good theory. But then they make a third Indiana Jones. Karen Allen's not in it. There's a new woman. And I'm pretty sure that one takes place afterwards. I don't know that for sure, but I'm going to assume that it takes place after the events of 1936.
It'd be awesome if they kept going back in time.
They could, but I'm saying I bet you it isn't, and they didn't bother. They didn't have to stick with Karen Allen. They did stick with the Nazis, but they didn't have to stick with Karen Allen. So it's
Well, you got a choice, Karen Allen or the Nazis.
one or the other.
One or the other. But I had heard that the reason Karen Allen wasn't in the movies was because she was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in all these big movies. I want to be in more movies like Cruising,
Okay.
where I got to play the girlfriend of a man who was going through an identity crisis.
Oh, so your theory is that they did want to use Karen Allen in the third one. Okay.
The second one probably too. I was reading, I don't know, on the internet or something, unrelated to these movies, but maybe because I'm a fan of Karen Allen, that she had basically decided she wasn't going to make these big movies, that she
Okay.
was going to make little movies and then also Scrooged. But we were deprived of Karen Allen, which is sad. She was great. And I looked up her stuff and she's barely done anything in the past like 40 years, other than the last. Was she in the last two Indiana Jones movies or just the last one?
I haven't seen the last one, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Was she in the one? She was in the one before that.
She was definitely in the whatever it was,
Okay.
2007.
Then she's in the last two.
Okay.
Because she was definitely in the last one.
Well, there you go.
There you go. But yeah, it does make sense to try something different with Indiana Jones and have a different love interest and go a little darker, I suppose. I don't know what, like you said, there's no reason to set it before the last one.
The selfishness does make sense if you're trying to think
Yeah.
he's not trying to get the stuff to put it in a museum. I think there's even a line in Temple of Doom. He says, if we got that artifact, you would probably just gather dust in a museum.
Yeah.
And you're like, if it was a sequel, that wouldn't have made sense. So that does actually, if they were like consciously saying, let's make this a prequel so that we can have a different attitude, but they didn't. It wasn't so central that you would go, oh, well, how does this make any logical sense? Like maybe he was disillusioned by the events of 1936 because he got the artifacts and then they gathered dust in a warehouse.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's got a different attitude in Temple of Doom that he's like, fuck that. I'm not turning it over to anybody because they'll just put it in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, why would you put the Ark of the Covenant in a warehouse?
Because it's going to kill everybody if somebody gets a hold of it.
Well, that's my whole point, is like, don't you put it in a bunker somewhere? Like you just open up the box and you're like, what's this? And then your face melts off.
Okay. Well, that giant warehouse could be a bunker somewhere. They don't really say where that is.
But I mean, like you isolate it. The whole joke is that the Ark of the Covenant is just put in with all boxes that all look the same, right? It's just one more thing. But then when you're looking through it and you find the Ark of the Covenant and you unleash God's wrath, that's not good security.
Yeah.
Like you've got to have at least a label on it that says Ark of the Covenant, do not open.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, I don't know. I've never really known. Is that the joke? Did somebody say this is the joke that we're making here? Is that we're just sticking it in a warehouse with boxes so that nobody finds it? Is that the joke, or is it that every other box contains another arc? Like they're all There's
Well,
all these.
every other box contains another incredible thing from history.
Yeah, something incredibly powerful that could destroy the world. That's I could have taken it like that or
So
the other
some things
way.
are probably more benign. Some things are like a pair of boxing gloves that were worn by
So what is the joke?
Jack Johnson.
I don't get
Well,
the
okay, I guess it's not a joke, but the point is that it just becomes another thing that they're storing. Like after all this adventure, it just becomes another thing, like you said, that gathers dust in a warehouse, which is funny to
Anyway,
me.
sure.
I guess maybe not laugh like haha funny, but it's interesting funny. Like, oh, he went through all that and now it's just another box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't. Okay, let's something else.
All right. Let's go on to something else. What's your favorite action sequence in
The
the
truck.
first? Indiana. Oh,
when
yeah.
he falls underneath the truck and he crawls his way to the back of the truck, and then he's being dragged behind it, and then he climbs back up on the truck, and then he goes along the top, and he gets it. Best, hands down, best action scene in the movie, no question.
It is.
Yours?
I like the plane, but I think the truck is probably the best.
Is
You
it?
can't beat the truck.
I remember as a kid pretending that I was on a truck and falling underneath it and climbing along the bottom and stuff like that. So it
Yeah.
definitely stood out to me as the best action sequence.
It's pretty amazing. It's up there. A lot of people have tried to do similar things, and you can't replicate it. It was the first, maybe not the first, but it was the best. It's
Yeah.
amazing. What's your favorite action sequence in the second one?
I don't know. Nothing jumped out. I mean, you should think that that cart ride is the best. You should think that.
Yes.
And that's why, as a kid, you should be like, I want to go to wherever they made who made it? I don't, Paramount? Do they have a
Paramount.
Paramount World? Who owns the rights to
Well,
this? Who can make a ride?
so that's an excellent point. So I was going to ask you, because at some point Paramount owned Canada's Wonderland.
Yep.
And I remember, or maybe I misremember, that there was like a Temple of Doom ride. I thought it was at Canada's Wonderland, not like a roller coaster.
Right.
But you remember the big screen thing that they had, like the
Yeah.
auditorium?
Yeah.
I thought there was a Temple of Doom ride in that. Maybe I was wrong.
I couldn't say with confidence yes or no to that. But now that you're saying that, that would make perfect sense. Like I was thinking, did they have an Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland, or did they have an Indiana Jones ride at Universal Studios? And then immediately before I said that, I'm like, wait, they probably didn't own it. Disney didn't own
No,
them at the time, and Disney
not at
didn't
that
own
time.
Universal as a different company. So it wouldn't have made sense, but I'm like, there must have been a ride. So this is why I'm getting all confused, because I think we were in Disney World, and I think they did like an Indiana Jones stunt show where the boulder is like chasing him. And then I'm
Sounds
now.
like a thing.
It sounds like a thing, but why would they have had it at Disney World?
I guess they could have
Yeah,
licensed
they must
it.
have had to pay somebody. Lucas doesn't just give away his rights to shit. But they didn't start making Star Wars rides until Disney bought Lucas, right?
Definitely not, no.
So I don't know where I was. Okay, I'm getting it all confused because you asked me what's the
But
best action sequence, and I'm thinking that cart thing would have just made the perfect
yeah.
theme park ride. And you're saying then you thought of Canada's Wonderland. Did it have an Indiana Jones? And now I'm like, well, there was a Back to the Future one, right? There was definitely a Back to the Future ride.
Yes, there was definitely a Back to the Future one that they changed into like Fast and the Furious, I think, or something. Or am I
Okay.
thinking of the wrong thing? Maybe
I
I'm
don't
thinking.
know, but was the back, did they just rotate stuff throughout? They had a theater thing that you could put whatever you wanted on the screen. So did they just rotate different licenses through there?
Well, they different movies, because I remember for sure there was a Mission Impossible one.
Okay.
I think it was based on like Mission Impossible 2, and that was Paramount as well. But like and maybe a Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was a Days of Thunder thing at some point. But now
Yeah.
that as soon as you said maybe there was a ride at there, I'm like, was I ever standing in line for an Indiana Jones ride? And I couldn't with
Yeah.
confidence say yes or no to that.
Me neither. It just seems so much like a ride
It must just
that
not
I
have been a
just
very good ride that we didn't have memories of it. I could tell you
right,
Top
yeah.
Gun. Top Gun for sure was the one where your legs dangle out, right?
Yep. Top Gun, your legs dangle, yep.
And that wasn't built to be a Top Gun ride. They just slapped Top Gun on the front of the Vortex. Wasn't it called the Vortex? No. Is that right?
Well, it changed after. No, the vortex I thought was the one that like spun around like 360.
I
Like
don't
it
know.
went up in the air.
But I know that that thing was built as just it's a roller coaster where your legs dangle. And then when Paramount bought it, they're like, well, that should be based on Top Gun because we own the rights to Top Gun.
Yeah, they made everything into a Paramount movie,
Yeah.
and then they ended up having to take everything off
Yeah.
and go from like the Top Gun to airplane ride.
Airplane ride.
I think it's called Flight Deck or something. I don't know, but yeah, they kept cycling through the rides, cycling
Yeah.
through the ride names. But yeah, I'm just kind of making it up. But I know the Indiana Jones stunt thing that you're talking about. That was definitely a thing. I don't know where it was.
And I couldn't, I don't know either. But it was when I was a little kid and we were on vacation somewhere, and I do remember going to Disney World when I was a little kid. So it definitely could have been there,
Oh.
or it could have been somewhere else that I totally forgotten. But your
Could have
question
been.
originally was, what's the best action sequence? I would say probably when they're trapped in the room and the ceiling's coming down on them. I think I like that the most, probably as a little kid. I just like the idea of being trapped in a room where the spikes are coming
Oh.
down. And
Okay.
but now when I watch it, I'm like, that's not that good because they don't do anything to get out of it. They just scream, and the girl just screams that she doesn't like bugs.
Yeah.
And he says a couple funny things like, we're going to die. And then
Yeah.
all she has to do is just squeeze her hand into something and then pull a lever to stop it. So I'm like, that wasn't
Yeah.
that exciting.
But it's a good action sequence because there's somebody that has to do something, but it's just that they have to get over their fear. They don't have to do anything incredible, like jump across a chasm or anything.
It's probably why I
They just
don't
have
like
to
it though.
confront their fear.
Because I don't like it where they just, I want them to jump across chasms, caverns.
Sometimes,
That's what I
but
want.
how many chasms can you jump across?
10.
All right. On the
Yeah.
11th one, maybe you have to stick your hand in a hole and pull a lever.
Well, they'd only done. Okay. I think I just like when they're walking through ancient runes and there's
Yeah.
booby traps. All
Yeah.
right. So that's
That's
what
a
I
great thing
love.
about the first one.
I love it in the first one, and I even like it in the second one where they're going, and I like it in the third one. Hey,
The
seems
third one,
like
lots of booby
wait
traps. Hey, what's going
a
on with these movies?
minute. So yeah, but I guess that's the first one that jumps to mind. Other than the, yeah, I don't know. It didn't hook me as much that second one. There isn't as much memorable. There's more shit in the third one that I would say
I love the
it.
rope bridge in the second one.
That is pretty good, but I couldn't even think of it when
'Cause
you
you're like,
put me on the
there's no
spot.
way this guy would do this. There's no way this guy
Yeah.
would cut this rope bridge.
Yeah.
And then he does, and you're like, now there's no way he can get off the rope bridge. And then he
Yeah.
does, and then you're like, that's awesome.
That's pretty good. And especially because I watched that they had to build that rope bridge. That I had no idea. I'm like, I don't know how they're doing this with special effects. I don't know how it's being done, but then when I watched the behind the scenes, they just went and built it.
Yeah.
And
And
apparently, they
destroyed
were
it.
terrified to walk out on it, except for Harrison Ford. He was like, oh, I'll just run across here. He had no fear of it at all. And you're like, wow,
Wow.
he's a real superhero, this guy.
He's a real man. How do you think they filmed after the rope bridge had been cut? I'm asking because I don't know.
No
Like
idea.
sideways, maybe?
Couldn't even
Like
come up with a.
flat. I would think it must, but it looked so amazing that I don't know if they did film it flat.
I have no clue. It would be totally, yeah, a guess with no knowledge of how they did stuff.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Like all the practical effects in these first three movies are incredible. And I think that's what the big problem was with the fourth movie, is that people were like, hey, I liked it because there were practical effects, because they had to figure all this out. Like there's a very similar chase in the first movie where they're kind of going through the jungle in the truck and stuff in the fourth movie. And the one in the fourth movie is an obvious sort of callback to it, but it just doesn't work because it's so obvious that they're not actually doing the chase.
Well, since we're going to talk about the fourth movie next week, I'll tell you the only thing that comes to mind about that movie, and I wasn't one of the ones walking out there saying anybody raped my childhood. I didn't hate it that much. I didn't have that strong of feelings. I was an adult when it came out, so it wasn't that upsetting to me that it wasn't like it was when I was 8 years old watching the first one. But what all I can think of when I think of that movie, two things actually. The first thing that bugged me is that he survives a nuclear blast, no problem, and then he just dusts himself off. Terrible. And the second thing is that there's like all these fucking CGI monkeys like jumping from tree branch to tree branch, and they're swinging from like truck to truck, and you're like, this all looks terrible. It's not fun. It's all fake. And I hate that they have the technology to have all these CGI things happen during their truck scene. I don't like it at all. It looks shitty. I love the first one where he's actually a guy crawling underneath a truck. I don't care that the truck wasn't going that fast. And that's how the magic happened. It looked real.
Of course, it looked awesome. And you had to film it practically, so there's a lot of things that you couldn't do, so everything would have to look real because it was. And then in the fourth movie, and I think less so in the fifth movie, because they kind of realized that they needed to do things better, they went back to the sort of the practical stuff a little bit more in the fifth movie than they did in the fourth, and it looked a lot better. Like, you can, when we see them, it's going to be a marked difference.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't
We'll
know.
see. Should we watch the fourth and the fifth one for the same episode?
No.
Okay. We're going to see the time jump. That might be a good idea to see the jump in time between the third and fourth movie,
Yeah. We're
back
gonna
to
watch
back.
the third and the fourth movie next week.
Okay. Well, in 2 weeks, I'm going to cottage next week.
Oh, geez. A lot of controversy around this cottage.
No, wh why?
Oh, I don't know. Just see
I,
emails.
I'm raking leaves,
Oh, you're
is
not
it?
going for
And putting in
your
the
party?
dock.
Oh,
Oh
okay.
no,
Sorry.
not uh,
That
no,
was your
not
party. Your party weekend.
party weekend. Not no, not blood, sweat, and beers. It's just helping get it ready for the summer.
All right.
Party summer.
Fair enough. I'll let you take those 2 weeks off.
Thank
We could
you.
watch the three movies and then just come back 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's fine.
Okay, let's watch all three.
All right.
So what else we got?
Okay. Interesting that stood out to me. The canyon where Belloc eats the fly. That's what I wrote down. It's the canyon where Indiana Jones has the rocket launcher and he's threatening to blow up the ark. That is the same canyon where R2-D2 was taken by the Jawas.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, me neither. That was in the behind the scenes. They said that's the same exact canyon where R2-D2 was. I don't know if it's in Tunisia or
Tunisia. Yeah.
it is for sure.
They film these movies in Tunisia,
All of them?
yeah. Definitely the first Indiana Jones and the first Star Wars.
Okay. Well, okay. I thought you were talking about the second Indiana Jones.
I don't know where the second Indiana Jones is filmed.
Not India. That's what I learned. Because they wanted to film it in India, and they went to the Indian government and they said, "Hey, we're going to film a movie there." And the Indian government said, "Okay, but can Indy say, 'I love India,' whatever notes they started to give to the film creators. They were like, all right, this isn't working. Let's just find another country that looks like India because nobody will know. And the only thing they had to do was get like for the palaces or whatever, where the Maharaji palace,
Okay.
they had to use some sort of a matte thing that you
Yeah.
understand with film stuff.
It's a painting. Yeah.
The sub that they had in the first Raiders movie was built for Das Boot, and they
Okay.
rented it out for this movie.
Awesome. Reuse it.
That's
Recycle
cool,
it.
eh?
That's great.
Yeah. The airplane, two-thirds punches turned it. Oh, when they were filming the fight scene around the airplane, originally they were going to, it was supposed to just be a few punches. And that was it.
Okay.
And then while they were filming it, Steven Spielberg was like, he just got into it and he started on the fly, started choreographing more of it. And it became like 60 shots worth of a bigger, much bigger, longer action scene because he was
Yeah.
having so much fun. And he said he pretty much just did that on the fly, which I thought was interesting.
And it was a great action scene with the plane going around and Marion shooting Nazis and Indiana Jones is getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
It turned into a great scene instead of just a couple punches.
Yeah, it's almost you think like, wow, it's how could they have not had that sequence? Like it's one of the best sequences in the movie. Like how could they have not written it to longer? But it's just amazing to me how these things come together sometimes perfectly and
That's
they
why
weren't
it's
planned.
one of the best. They just kept squeezing more action in. More cool stuff to watch.
They actually had to take out a lot of action from the first one because they're like, it's just too much. That whole
Really?
cart scene, the entire, my, you know, the carts, help me with the words,
Mining cart?
the mining cart, track race chase, that was written for the first Indiana Jones movies.
Oh,
And they had to
really?
take it out. And then you're like, when were they in carts? When would they have been in carts? I can't even imagine when they would have been in carts in the first movie, but
I
apparently
guess
they.
outside, like they had kind of tracks and stuff going around the dig site.
I guess it could have been the dig site, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know when where it would have been in the movie that was, but they took it out because there was just too much to fit into the movie. And then so they already had that idea when they started coming up with the idea for the second movie.
Awesome.
I thought that was interesting. The other thing, the snakes. They had about 1,000 snakes, and they started filming it. And Steven Spielberg was like, "We need more snakes. I can't turn the camera. I can turn the camera and I can see part of the floor. We need, give me 7,000 snakes." So they went out and got seven times as many snakes for this for that. And I'm like, that is fucking amazing. That it makes the movie. And if he hadn't have been directing and somebody had had like 10 snakes, and they're like, that's enough. Somebody, some shittier director would have been fine with 10 snakes. He went out and he multiplied it by 7,000, and it ended up being a way better movie.
Yeah, you can tell it was made with craft.
Thank
You
you.
can tell that they didn't sacrifice.
I've got more facts.
Okay, let's go with more facts.
Tom Selleck and Sean Young were the first people they were going to cast for these two roles in Raiders. But Tom Selleck had, he was busy. I don't know why they didn't end up using Sean Young.
John Young was up for a ton of roles. Like she was supposed to be Vicki Vale in Batman. She auditioned for Catwoman in the second Batman. I guess she was a very opinionated actress. I think that she was a little bit ahead of her time in that she kind of stuck up for herself and told people what she thought.
Oh, can't do that.
Well, not back in the days, but
Not
now,
today, even. Just can't.
I guess like she was pretty high up at one point after movies like Blade Runner and things like that, but it was it was not the time to be an opinionated person, and I guess she always had opinions on like the scripts and things and how people are doing things, and Unfortunately, it kind of got her kicked out of Hollywood. But
That's a shame.
I always enjoy watching her. She's a good actress.
What would you
Who
like to
else
talk
was
about?
up? Who else was up for Indiana Jones?
I don't know. I only
I
wrote
thought there
down
were.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I thought I know he was cast, but I thought there were a few people who were auditioning for it.
There were, but I don't have anybody names written
No.
down.
Okay. Well, we can just make them up. All right, what else we got here? Oh, is lava wet?
I don't, I guess, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what's the definition of wet?
I don't know. That's why I couldn't answer your question.
Because lava looks wet, but then you're like, no, it's molten rock. It's hot. So
It's
there
in a
can't.
liquid state.
It's in a liquid state, yeah. Are all liquids wet?
I guess I don't know the definition of wet.
Yeah.
Does it only have to do with H2O? I don't know.
Yeah, does there have to be those molecules in it? I don't know. Or is wet just like a social construct?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't know. Anyway, I always wonder that when I see lava. There's a song, nobody would know it. It's on like the South Park soundtrack or something, where Perry Farrell sings about lava being warm and red and wet. And I was always like, that's hilarious, but I don't know if lava's wet.
Yeah, just a good question.
But I do love the scene. I like the occult nature of the second film. Like you even though it's probably the thing that the Indian government hated most about the movie, that instead of maybe saying like you should mention how much you love India, maybe they should have said like we're not Satan worshippers. We also the god that you're talking about that's like a god that demands human sacrifices is like our god of peace or something like that, I think.
Is that true?
It's something like it's a like there's something about like joy or something like that.
Okay.
But
Yeah, I'm sure that was on their list of demands.
and the filmmakers were like, you know what? You're wrong. We're leaving. And they're like, we don't eat monkey brains. And they're like, nope, maybe you do. Maybe you should try it. Large
Yeah.
beetles, try
Yeah,
it
and
out.
those scenes were just constructed with like they were sitting around thinking, what's the grossest thing you can come up with? Which
Yeah.
I don't like. I don't like that. It does gross me out, and I don't like those. I'm sure as a kid I was like, oh, gross, but cool.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, gross, but still gross. I don't, nothing cool about it.
The snake thing gave me nightmares.
Yeah. I don't
That
doubt it.
was the worst one. The beetles, I was like, eh, they look gross, but not that bad. The monkey brains I thought looked kind of cool until I realized, like, I don't think monkey brains would be a dessert necessarily. Just because you make them cold doesn't mean it's a dessert. Like, it's more of a meat.
It's yep.
Like a pate. Pate is not a dessert. Yeah, but they probably objected to that heavily.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
But I really love the occult stuff and that they turned into a zombie, even though I'm pretty sure they didn't know that much about voodoo in India in the 1930s. But who knows? Maybe they did. Maybe I'm wrong. Also, how did they get electricity into the palace?
I don't know.
Because they have, like, it doesn't seem like they have electricity, but they have ceiling fans.
Do they?
Like, that would should be a movie, getting electricity up to a palace in the middle of the mountains.
Yeah. They probably could have generated their own electricity if they wanted to.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay. What else we got here? Why is it a prequel? Let's talk about some other movies. Some other things that we watched this week. I have a show recommendation for you called Legends.
Legends. Okay. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. It's a spy show. It's got Steve Coogan, but it's not funny.
Is it new? Old?
It's brand new.
Oh, okay.
It's British. It's a spy show that takes place in the late 80s, early 90s, I think, like 1990.
Okay. I think maybe I
And
did see or heard somebody talk about it, and I probably wasn't gonna bother with it, but you've seen an episode or two?
I've seen, I think, two or three. Yeah. Steve
And
Coogan's great.
you
He's
like
got
it.
like the dry wit. Everybody's going undercover to try to find out how heroin is getting into England, the UK, or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Highly
And
recommended.
I based on these, what I've seen, yes.
Okay.
There's some good, really cool stuff. It's a fun show.
I'll definitely check it out then.
It's a fun show.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Maybe I just saw it on Netflix, the advertised.
Probably it's one of the heavily advertised ones. That's how I know about it. I was like, oh, it's got Steve Coogan. I'm gonna click on this.
Yeah, I noticed he was in something and I thought he's probably not funny in that.
He's funny. He gets like funny lines, but it's not Alan Partridge.
Okay.
But he's like dry funny.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I also watched, have you seen the movie Blink Twice? Channing Tatum is in it.
It's not ringing a bell yet.
Okay, it's good. I liked it.
Well, what's it about? I don't know. Don't tell me the ending.
I
Tell me the
don't,
first 10 minutes.
it's about a girl, two roommates who are ladies. Who want to meet this very famous tech guy, and they're sort of waitresses, and one of them's met him before, and she thought they had some kind of chemistry, and she wants to kind of run into him again. So they're doing this gala that he's at. They're waitressing or whatever. And then they kind of slip out and they put on their fancy dresses. And they go in and they meet him again, and he invites them to an island.
I think I did. I think I have seen this actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's kind of ringing a bell now. They're on the island and people aren't nice to each other on the island, if I remember correctly.
Yes and no. You find out.
Don't tell me what you find out. Somehow do this.
But you said you saw
I
it.
said, I think I have. This is
Okay.
kind of ringing a bell. I'm not positive yet. I don't remember Channing Tatum being a guy, but
Channing Tatum is the main character, the second main character, I guess. The one is the one of the girls, women who go to the island. She's the main character. Alia Shawkat is in it from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Christian Slater from
See, none of these
Being
names
Christian Slater.
are ringing a bell, but the idea that you just said,
Gina Davis is in it.
none of these names at all, but I kind of remember people going to an island that were waitresses at the beginning of the movie. So, I don't know, I'll have to write it down. Blink twice.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It has a theme, I guess. Or I don't know what you call it. A message? I guess it has a message.
Did you watch Send Help yet?
No. The DVD is the 4K is on the way right
Mm-hmm.
now to my house
All right.
from Calgary. So it's past your house. But I
Okay.
was or maybe not past your house. But I was waiting for the 4K to arrive. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I can't get a gauge on what it is by the trailers. It seems to be one of those movies that they're not selling what the movie's actually about by the trailer. They're trying to make it different.
What do you think it's about?
It seems like almost Misery, but on a desert island
Okay.
from the trailers. And I don't think that's what it actually is.
There is a cat. It's about to attack you.
That cat actually would attack me. That's Wilbur.
I'll
Run.
tell you something. I don't think I've ever mentioned it before. And I don't know if you've ever seen it. Somebody Somewhere.
No.
It's possible that you've never heard of it.
I don't think I have.
Do you know? Let me look. Bridget Everett. Do you know who she is?
Oh yes, I do know her, yes. She was on a show, right? Are you talking about a show or are you
I'm
talking about
talking to,
the
I think it's a woman. Her name is Bridget Everett. I don't know what else I'm talking about. She's a big lady.
Okay, yes, I've seen her comedy and I've seen her on some kind of show. Yeah.
And it's got another guy named Jeff Hiller in it, who's a weird looking dude. He's really skinny and tall. He's
Okay.
weird looking. And I think maybe I
Yeah.
just thought about this again because he's on a new show on Apple TV called, Misery Island or something? No, what's it called? Mystery Island? I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's like
Some
a
Widow Bay. Widow
Widow's Bay.
Bay.
Yeah, the freaky show, yeah.
Widow's Bay.
The
Yeah, that's
freaky
right. I
show. I'm
don't
gonna
know.
write Somebody Somewhere.
That's
Okay,
a
so
good
is
show so far. It's only had a few episodes, but I'm loving it so far. Anyways, he's in
Yeah,
it.
okay.
Not a main role, but he's in it. And then as soon as I saw him, I'm like, oh, that's that guy from Somebody Somewhere. And it was a show that had 3 seasons, and it's a quirky little. You can't, I don't even know if you can call it a comedy, but it is funny.
Okay.
But it's really like a dry type of comedy that's not like they're not doing, it's not a sitcom type comedy where it's like setups and punchlines and stuff like that. It's just more, she moves back to her hometown, I think, is how it starts.
Okay.
Because either her mother's just died, I think it's her mother has just died, so she moves back to her hometown for some reason, I can't remember. But then it's just her
Yeah.
interacting with the people of this town, and she befriends this Jeff Hiller guy, and I loved it. It was a show that had 3 seasons, and
Okay.
I looked forward to watching new episodes every week. But I'm like, nobody is talking about this show. Like, it surprised me that it actually got a full 3 season run.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't surprise me at all. I didn't want to ask you the way I normally ask you, which is, you ever heard of Somebody Somewhere? Because you'd just struggle forever. If the answer's
Yes,
no, you'd
true. Yeah.
struggle and struggle and
Yeah.
struggle, and then eventually you'd be like,
Maybe.
maybe, and then I'd say something, and you'd be like, I have heard of that. I have heard of that. That's how
Yeah.
that conversation always goes.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go down that road, but it
No,
would not
thank you.
surprise me at all if you hadn't heard of it, because it was like when I was looking at new shows coming out, it was always like way down the list, buried, and like, well, nobody's
Okay.
talking about this show, but it's good. I liked it. I don't know if
Where
you.
where's it on? Is it HBO?
I think it was an HBO show. Yeah.
Because only HBO would give something 3 seasons
Yeah.
and never promote it, and nobody knows about it, and
Yeah.
then people find it later.
And it's a quality show, and they're just letting it be what it is. They're not telling them next season add dragons to it. They're not doing that. They're just letting it
Yeah.
be the same show that it is from day one. They're letting it carry on like that for 3 seasons, and yeah, good show.
Now, there's another show I was gonna ask you about because I have to assume that you've seen it. It's like 3 episodes in. It's got Jamie Lannister in it. It's basically another Game of Thrones adjacent
No,
type show.
I have no idea what this is.
No, it's like I thought it was more Game of Thrones when it came on, and then it's called something else, but they're basically in medieval times and they got swords and shit.
No,
And
this
Jamie
isn't
Lannister's in
possible.
it.
This is not possible that
It's a hundred
that show
percent.
exists, and there's been already 3 episodes, and I haven't heard of it.
I'll tell you what it is in a second. What's that guy's name?
Nicholas Costa Waldau.
Oh, wow, Walder. Nicholas Nikolaj, I think, right?
I don't
Nicole.
know. I was fucking way closer than just I have no idea.
Yeah, no, you were close. What is this show? This show is called King and Conqueror.
Never heard of it. That's impossible.
No, it's
It
called
must be
King.
a different country. It must be in his native language.
Probably,
Oh, you
yeah.
haven't seen it. You've just heard of it.
I haven't seen it. I've gotten the ep I've recorded the episodes
Okay.
that have been on, but I haven't watched any of them yet.
So what are you recording them on? What service is it on?
Rogers, I guess. Oh, it's on like the channel is Showcase that it's
Showcase.
on.
A showcase show.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's from like the BBC, I think, though. It's not made by. It's not a Showcase original.
You think it might be in English?
In it, I assume it's in English.
Ah, see, I assume it's not. Otherwise, I would have heard of it.
Oh, let me see who else is in
I'm
it if there's one.
intrigued.
These people all have English sounding names, so yes, I'm going to guess it's in English. I think it's a BBC show.
Wow. Can't believe it. Crazy. I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll both watch it over the time that we're separated, and we'll come back to it. We'll circle back.
Back to Raiders. I thought it was funny. I watched the credits on Raiders, and it's like this guy's in it, this person's in it, this none of these people, and Denholm Elliott in giant letters across the credits. And I'm like, well, how did he get that? I've never heard that name in my life. I don't know who he is. And why did he get the biggest title credits in the sequence? I'm not even sure who he is. I think he's Brody, isn't he?
The like Indiana Jones's boss or something, right? Is
Yeah,
that it? Yeah.
Marcus Brody.
Yeah. I think
Yeah.
that's him. Yeah, but why did they give him like a huge title?
I guess
That's
he must have
weird.
been one of the bigger actors at the time. That's how you get one of those end credits, right?
Yeah, but okay.
You don't
Sure.
you he's low on your radar as well.
Yeah, I've heard the name, but I've never associated him with being famous.
I started looking back. I'm like, what was he so well known for in 81? And I really didn't see anything on the list. I just thought that was strange.
That is strange.
I was gonna say I as a kid, the snakes terrified me.
Okay.
They still terrify me today. And I didn't
Okay.
like snakes as a kid. And I started to wonder, did I develop the phobia? Because I'm thinking I must have seen Raiders of the Lost Ark when I was really young. Because I actually have
Okay.
memories of watching it in an old house that I would have been really young, like kindergarten age, watching it and loving all the action scenes and stuff, but being scared, like by the snakes and things, not really understanding how God works and why their faces are melting off. But I'm thinking, God,
Right.
I was pretty young. I don't even know if anyone was supervising me when I was watching this movie. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let me. But then I thought, maybe I developed the fear of snakes because of this movie, or did I always just not like snakes and then watch this movie and not like them in that scene? And then I thought, like, Kevin Smith always talks about how he's terrified of sharks, and he
Yeah.
probably watched Jaws at a very young age. So then I don't know if he de how could you develop a fear of sharks? How often are you coming in touch with a shark when you're Kevin Smith? So then
Yeah.
I thought, like, I wonder if these movies at too young of an age are really screwing us up. And it thought made me think, if you still have a fear of birds, I remember you telling me that you're afraid of birds at some point in my life. And
Yeah.
I never really bought it. I never really believed you, but you swore to me it was true.
It yes, but it's lessened a lot.
Yeah.
It's not as bad. I would say I'm far more afraid of snakes and bugs and things like that than I am of birds. now. But yeah, I was definitely much more afraid of birds than I am now. Yeah,
You
before.
used to, and I used to just quiz you and be like, "Are you afraid of that bird over there?" And you'd be like, "Yeah, I don't like it." And I'd be like, "Come on, you're joking." And you're like, "No, I don't like it. It could swoop down and peck out your eyes." And I'm like,
Yeah.
"You're fucking with me, Jesse." And you're like, "No, I really don't like them." And then
Yeah.
after asking you about, 200, 300 times, I probably started to think maybe he is telling the truth. He doesn't
Yeah.
like those birds.
Yeah.
It also reminded me of a, Walt Flanagan off of the Tell 'Em Steve Dave
Yeah.
podcast. He was talking about a bird got in his house. The way he described it in the story was that it was in like a fireplace or something. Like it somehow was inside
Okay.
of pipes or something that it shouldn't have been
Yeah.
in. And he had to call somebody to come over and take care of it. And he was just like freaking out as he was telling the story. He's afraid of fucking everything. He doesn't like anything at all. He doesn't like foods. He will not go on a plane. He will not fly anywhere. He's just got so many, a huge list of fears that it doesn't surprise me that he didn't like birds at all. But then he's like, imagine the bird was in your bedroom. This is how he's telling the story. He's like, imagine it was in the bedroom. Like, imagine if it walked on your pillow. And he went, ah, he made those crazy noises. And I'm like, so what? I do not get the fear. Like, to him, the thought of a bird walking across your pillow is the scariest thing. And I'm like, I don't know what he's.
I'm with him on that because I always cover my pillow. I don't want my cats walking on it either. It's 'cause you're like your head's on it and like your eyes are touching it, like there's
Okay.
most things your like face isn't going to be touching, right?
Yeah, so in his
But your
mind,
pillow
like
for sure.
the idea of the germs, like the bird is filthy or something, but he doesn't, he says like, imagine that filthy bird and their germs got near you. He doesn't say it like that. He's just got this irrational fear of, imagine it was in your home flying around. But I guess it
Yeah.
goes back to germs. That's
I
how
think
you
it
interpreted
does.
it.
That's how I interpret it. Yeah. I was actually attacked by a bird like a year ago. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So I was just walking, and I guess it must have been like the spring or the early summer, and I heard like a bird above the tree I was about to walk under, like really just squawking. Like really, and it was trying to warn me in retrospect. And I walked under this tree and it just swooped and nailed the back of my head. Just smashed into the back of my head. I was like, what the fuck is it? And it was like bleeding. And I was like, what the? And then I was like, that's that fucking bird. That bird just attacked me.
Well, was it lying like, did it just keep going, or was it on the ground,
No,
broken
it wasn't. It
wings,
was,
or?
I never actually saw it. I don't think I actually saw the bird. Like I heard it and it hit me. And I was like at first I thought maybe I got shot. Because like it, I mean, it didn't hurt that bad, but like it hurt and it was like a thing, like a sharp thing going into the back of my neck. And I was like, maybe I've been shot. And then half a second later, I was like, no, that's that bird. That bird was protecting, it was protecting its nest. It probably had little baby birds in it or whatever, eggs. And I thought I was gonna climb up there and treat myself to some eggs, I suppose, but
The only reason I'm not shocked by your story is the same thing happened to me on multiple days at the same spot. I used to always walk around this lake that's right next to me. I used to always walk around it, and the bird did that. It swooped past, like, it hit my hair. Like it didn't hit me like your bird did, but it did that where it was attacking my hair. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because I was so far past where you were sitting on a branch. So I'm like, why would you attack me? I'm clearly walking away from you. I just didn't understand the logic of the bird. And then I started to wonder, is it doing that to every person? Because this is a walking path. It's going to have to do that all day long because it did it multiple days. And I'm like, it must be just exhausted. If it's or does it not like something specific about me?
Yeah, maybe a scent or the color of your hair or something,
Something like
maybe.
that, yeah. That I'm like, is it just attacking me or is it attacking every single person? And then it really had me thinking about it. I'm like, why would it do that? If I was up on my balcony and I saw an elephant walking by, it would never occur to me to run down and get in the elephant's face and be like, yeah, fuck you, elephant, what the fuck? That's exactly what that bird did to me. It was way up high. I had no intention of messing with it. It just started attacking me. I thought that was so strange.
That is strange that it was way high up and it still thought to attack
And
you.
well, that's what yours did as well.
But mine wasn't that high. Like, I probably could have jumped up and reached the nest.
Well, that's this dumb bird for building its nest that low.
That's probably true.
And then just being like, everybody that comes near me, I'm gonna have
Yeah.
to attack them.
Yeah. Or maybe, like you said, like with you, maybe it was just me. Maybe the bird thought I looked like a bigger predator or something.
Well, you have cats, so imagine if it
Yeah,
was
could have
getting the
smelled the
scent of a cat,
cats.
but I have no cats. I don't know. It's tough to get inside of the mind of a bird.
That's true. Never tried.
Yeah, but anyways, it made me think, did you watch some movie that really fucked with you as a kid? And I always think it's got to be the birds.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't remember that. I don't remember seeing the birds when I was really young, but it's possible. There's probably a million other movies that I could have seen where a bird attacks somebody.
Because if you asked me, where did you get your fear of snakes? I would not have said Indiana Jones. But watching Indiana Jones now, I'm like, maybe that is where I developed it because I know that I watched this very, very young.
I think that's where I got, where I became afraid of like bugs in general. Not so much snakes. I mean, I'm afraid of snakes like anyone should be.
Yeah, Harrison Ford on the in the had no problem with the snakes in this
Yeah.
movie. He had no problem with them.
My problem is that you don't know just by looking, unless you're like a snakeologist or whatever, that like which ones are benign and which ones could kill you.
Well, the one guy in Raiders that was in charge of getting the snakes, I don't know what his title was. But he said when he was making this movie, he had to overcome a lot of his fears, snakes being one of them. And it wasn't until they were told all these snakes are non-poisonous that he was able to get past his fear. The only one that was very poisonous was the cobra, and that's the one that jumps up when Harrison Ford is down on the ground. And the way they did that was there's a sheet of glass in between them. So it looks like he's really close to it. He is. There's just a sheet of
Yeah,
glass.
but there's the glass,
And then apparently while they were filming it, the cobra like spit venom all over the glass. And they're like, these are not anything to fuck with. These
Whoa.
are this is some serious shit. We gotta take this serious. And they did. They took it. They were very but I'm surprised Steven Spielberg had no problem with the snakes. Harrison Ford had no problem with the snakes. Even Karen Allen, I think she was like, I was cool with the snakes. I'm like, wow, you are
Wow.
all braver than me.
Yeah, I guess if I knew none of the snakes were venomous, I would do it. I wouldn't like it, but I wouldn't refuse to do anything, I guess.
See, that's the logical part of your brain. And for me, I have an irrational fear where it's not about logic. It's not, I just, the idea of them squirming into your pants and stuff, I'm not worried about them biting me at all. It's I just don't
Trouser
like it.
snakes. I think it's just like I said, like you just don't know which ones could hurt you and which ones can't, like spiders and snakes and bugs. Like unless I see a cobra, I don't know if that snake is dangerous or not. I assume if it's very, very big, it's dangerous. But I don't know, maybe a little snake. Like everybody talks about the Massasauga rattler, which is, I guess, a snake that's around here. And people are like, well, I saw one the other day and I was just walking around. I'm like, you saw a fucking poisonous snake the other day? Like, why is that not a bigger deal? And like, I was like, what does it look like? I don't know what it looks like. And I saw a picture. I was like, it looks like every other fucking snake. Like, if I have a split second to react and either like pet it or run away, I'm going to run away every time because I don't know which one's a Massasauga rattler and which one's not.
I would run away from regardless. I don't like them. I don't like them. They don't move. They're not natural. Apparently, they have something to do with the devil. So I'm also worried about Satan. No, it's just it's an irrational fear, and I know that. And I did have an experience with one as a kid when I jumped in the pool, and then I was getting out of the pool, and it slithered underneath my hand, and I screamed like a little girl at the top of my lungs for like a good solid 60 seconds straight. I just screamed, and I was like, so that fucked me up. But I was older than when I would have watched Indiana Jones, so maybe that added to it, added to the irrational fear.
Didn't help.
Did not help, I can tell you. And I still don't like them when I when they're just when I'm walking and I see one slither. I just do not like that.
Yeah, I
Okay.
don't like to see them slithering in the grass because you're like,
No, get some
where'd that come
legs.
from?
Get some legs, walk around. See that what when people talk about a fear of rats, I'm like, what are you gonna do? What's a rat gonna do to me? I'll step on it. I got no fear of rats. Like nothing. Like
Really?
nothing. What is it gonna do to me? I could definitely take a rat in a fight.
Yeah, oh, for sure, but they bite pretty bad, apparently, and
That's
you could
fine.
get a
I'll be
lot of
fine.
diseases
See,
from them.
that part doesn't ever occur to me, the diseases or any of that stuff. I
Huh.
think everybody that's afraid of a rat is just an irrational fear. I don't think rats even spread the plague. I think that's bullshit.
The plague would say otherwise.
No, it wouldn't. I think if you look into it,
Hamnet would say otherwise.
I think if you looked into it, I think you'd find that I think it was something really that we're not afraid of, like squirrels or something like that, that spread the plague.
I thought they said it was like a well or something. I think they actually did some kind of geography thing
All I
and
know
they
is
did
that
like a spread out from it and it was like a well.
all I've heard is that it wasn't rats are blamed, and it turns out it wasn't rats.
Yeah, it was something that like died in a well or something and they tracked it using some kind of an geographic analysis,
But anyway,
I
so
think.
I can't get behind people that are just terrified of rats like they would, and I'm like, what do you? I could definitely fight one, but snakes. Much smaller. I should have the same logic,
Yeah,
but
you
I
should,
don't.
yeah.
I don't. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I could fight it. I think it could somehow get up in my pants.
You have a lot of snakes in your pants,
I don't
Casey.
like the idea. I think it could very easily get up in my pant leg, and I don't like that.
No, I wouldn't like it if it did. I wouldn't think that's the first place that it would try and go, but
I assume it would.
what do
Then
you
what are
know?
you gonna do? Then you're gonna rip your pants off.
Yeah, maybe don't wear like those, you know, the pants with like the cuffs on the bottom, like the elastic. They're pretty popular now, like jogging pants kind of, but a little bit cooler.
I would feel better if I didn't have a way for it to get up my pant leg.
Yeah.
It's totally irrational.
I
I'm
think
admitting
if
that.
anything, you should be more worried about that with ticks. Like ticks getting up your pant leg.
Yeah. I'll be
No,
fine.
you're not afraid of ticks.
I'm not afraid of ticks. I'm not afraid of viruses. I'm not afraid of invisible things.
Except snakes.
I don't like them. It's like
I
my
can't
it's I'm
blame
just like
you.
Indiana Jones. I'm just like I have one weakness. Everything else, I'm a fucking superhero with.
That's your one
But I've got
weakness.
one kryptonite,
Yeah.
and it's snakes.
Just snakes.
Yeah.
Everything else, pretty much perfect.
I don't like the bugs either. I'm not a fan of them. I could probably talk myself into getting through that bug room.
I don't know. The bug room, I don't know. Either one of those rooms, I'm not sure I could talk myself through.
I wouldn't enjoy it, but it wouldn't, if it was a room of snakes, I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, putting your hand in that thing to pull that lever, that'd be a tough one for me.
Yeah. Well, at least you admit all your fears. I'm proud of you for admitting everything.
Well, not yeah, I mean all my bug related fears, sure, yeah.
Okay. Anything else to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Sounds like you got to get going.
Yeah, it's about time.
All right.
All right, I will see you in 2 weeks, and then we're gonna watch the last three Indiana Jones movies.
All right, man.
Fun
Have a
times.
good time at the cottage.
Thank you. Have a good time. Oh, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.